The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Welcome. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Some very important legislation being considered down at the State House that you must be aware of. It's SOGI legislation. If you have no clue what that is, you'll find out at 4 o'clock. If you know what that is, then you will know how important it is that you be tuned in at the top of the hour. It's legislation supposedly about equality being presented by the liberal left. And remember our rule of thumb. Well, it's mine. I don't know whether it's yours or not, but it's mine. If the liberal left introduces legislation, look at the name of the legislation and you can assume that the purpose of the legislation will be exactly the opposite of the name. I suppose there are some exceptions, but I can't think of any. So this is about equality. Well, it's actually about the opposite. So anyway, top of the hour, 4 o'clock. Breaking news out of Washington, D.C. The president's defense team has ended their opening remarks in less than half the time the Democrats took. The only problem, if you watched any of the opening arguments by the Democrats, they said the same thing over and over and over and over again because they had 24 hours that they could take. Now, they didn't have to take that, but that was what they were granted, over 3 days. Well, if they didn't take all of it, people would say, well, you must not have had much of a case. You couldn't even take up all the time. Well, they didn't have much of a case, but they took up the whole time. And so they repeated themselves over and over and over and over again. The president's defense team has ended their opening arguments in much less time than the Republicans took, much less time than they were allotted. And it was all that was needed. It was all that was needed. I have no idea what they're going to decide about witnesses. I have no idea. But I think it is absolutely clear the president is going to be acquitted. And this is going to be much ado about nothing. Millions and millions and millions of dollars spent, hundreds, thousands of hours of staff and so forth about nothing. And then just one other thing, and then I'm going to get into this the new gambling statistics here in Ohio, which are just very disturbing. If you ever had any doubt that the mainstream media walks in lockstep with each other, I mean, it's I don't know who the puppet master is, but it's like a puppet master controls all of the mainstream media. Because yesterday afternoon, early evening, late evening, national news, cable news, late night local news, the word that we heard over and over and over again, bombshell, 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 the Bolton thing. Now, if you don't know what all that's about, I'm not going to take time to go into it. But John Bolton, one of the president's associates who was either quit or fired, is now writing a kiss-and-tell book, which I despise. I don't care who does it. I think it just stinks. It's just really low when, you know, someone writes a book about, here's the real story about the person I work for. That's just disgusting. But anyway, the book isn't even out, but someone leaked a little bit of it to the New York Times, and the New York Times published what they think the book says. What they think. No direct quotes. Just what they think the book says. And it was a quid pro quo from Donald Trump and Ukraine and all of that stuff. And so time after time after time, it didn't make any difference whether it was NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, or all of the local TV news reporters last night. Bombshell. 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 And they all used the same word. They introduced the segment, today, John Bolton, bombshell. It wasn't a bombshell. It really wasn't. I don't think it's going to amount to anything. I really don't. But it was like somebody sent out a memo to all of the people on TV news. Make sure you use the word bombshell at least 5 times concerning this story. Okay, 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 yeah, okay. What was that word again? Oh, bombshell. Okay, we got it. We'll use bombshell. Yeah, okay. Anyway, if you've lived in Ohio any length of time, you probably remember the battle over casino gambling. We here in Ohio voted it down again and again and again and again. Over and over, it came up on the statewide ballot, and the people of Ohio said, no, we don't want casino gambling here in Ohio. We don't want it. Go away. And by the way, these were multi-million dollar companies from outside of the state of Ohio that came to Ohio and said, oh, it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be wonderful. Oh, the tax dollars. Oh, my goodness, you'll be able to build new roads and new bridges. And not only that, you'll have the finest schools in the world with all these tax dollars. Yeah, well, what about gambling addiction? Oh, don't worry about that. That's not really a problem. And besides, from our profits, which are going to be unbelievably obscene. Take that back. From our modest profits, we'll put aside some money to help with the tiny few people who get an addiction from gambling. Don't worry about it. And again, we said no. We said no. We said no, and they finally wore us down. And finally, the people of the state of Ohio were stupid enough to approve casino gambling. And then somehow, some way, we didn't approve all these racinos. You ever think about it? We didn't approve that. We approved, what was it, 3-4 casinos in the entire state? And somehow in a backroom deal, and I'm not sure, but I think Governor Kasich at the time was involved in it. Somehow out of that, all of a sudden these racinos popped up all over the state. Well, the results are in. Yep, latest report about gambling addiction in the state of Ohio. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. I got to take a break. You can probably guess it's not good news. And my question, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Or were we told an absolute lie? Yeah, I'll let you decide.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Here's my question. Was it worth it? When the people of Ohio finally, after numerous attempts, finally were dumb enough to approve casino gambling in Ohio, we were told all kinds of things. And many, many people said, but what about addiction? Oh, don't worry about it. Just a tiny, small number of people. Don't worry about it. And yeah, there will be a few, but think of the taxes. Yeah, in a minute, I'll give you a true story about something that happened. But anyway, here are the results. In the last 7 years, I'm quoting from a local news story. In the last 7 years, gambling in Ohio has skyrocketed. Yeah. Bruce Jones with Mary Haven Gambling Intervention Program said, quote, there's more gambling availability now in Ohio than there's ever been before. Right now, here's what I want you to hear. Right now, it's up there with alcohol, cocaine, cannabis, opioids, hypnotics, a behavioral addiction of gambling disorder. You ready for this? In 2012, 450,000 people, that's a half million. I mean, it's almost a half million. In 2012, about 450,000 people in Ohio, this is just our state, were showing signs of gambling addiction. In 2019, that jumped to 900,000 people. It doubled. Now, 500,000 people. That's a huge problem in the state of Ohio. But from 2012 to 2019, it doubled. And I'm quoting, to put that into perspective, that's more than the entire population of the city of Columbus. Now, again, this is city limits, not metro area. All right, got that? To put that into perspective, that's more than the entire population of the city of Columbus, two times the city of Cleveland's population, and three times the population of Cincinnati. Can I repeat that? And again, we're talking about population within the city limits, not the metropolitan area. The number of people in the state of Ohio today who have a gambling addiction, we're talking addiction. We're not talking about people who, oh, occasionally they gamble more than, this is addiction. More than the entire population of the city of Columbus, two times the city of Cleveland, and three times the city of Cincinnati. Derek Longmire says, yes, there's a lot of people that need help. Longmire is with the Problem Gambling Network of Ohio. He says the phones ring off the hook with Ohioans asking help with gambling addiction. We receive, this is just one organization here in the state of Ohio. There are many organizations that serve people with gambling addiction. This is one. Quote, we receive 400 to 500 calls every month. Every month. 900,000 people in the state of Ohio struggling with gambling addiction. Nearly 1 million people in the state of Ohio. One of the reasons why I'm so adamant about this, back right after gambling was approved on the ballot, I don't remember what year that was, but right afterwards, a very prominent businessman on the west side of Columbus, I will not give you his name or the business, but almost all of you would immediately recognize both his name and the name of the business. He wanted me to endorse on this program his business. Pretty good size business on the west side. And again, most of you would recognize it. So he takes me and a couple of other people here at WRFD to lunch. And he says, you know, listen to your program, and I would, I'd really like for you to endorse our business. And then as we talked around lunch, I found out that he was one of the major pushers here in the state of Ohio to get the casino out on the west side of Columbus because his business was close. And he was convinced that the casino would help his business. And so, if you know me very well, I'm try to be kind, but I can be very blunt. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I have a real problem with that. Bringing the casino here is going to bring gambling addiction. It's going to hurt families. It's going to destroy families. And why would you support something? And by the way, he told me he was a Christian. I don't know whether he was or not, I don't know. And I'll never forget this. He said, oh, I hate gambling. I'm not for gambling. I hate gambling. And my jaw just dropped. I said, but you were one of the major movers and shakers to get the casino out here on the west side of town. He said, well, I know. I don't like what they do, but I think it will rejuvenate the west side of Columbus. I think it will rejuvenate businesses. In other words, I think it'll help me financially. Here was a businessman who was willing to admit he hated gambling, knew it was dangerous, but he supported it because it would put money in his pocket. I said, I don't think I'll be endorsing your business. Not interested. I don't appreciate your business ethics. I think that's the story of a lot of people. Yeah, we know it's bad, but, well, it could bring new business. We were told a lie. Schools have not really been helped. The West Side has not been rejuvenated. And we got 900,000 addicts in the state of Ohio. It was not worth it.